adding the person because we have both internal and external, and we still have to negotiate a contract with whoever our choice is. I mean, they can all watch it and know, but I'm not sure we invite them into the meeting. You know what I'm saying?
How measure would you sit?
What? We started off on...
My idea was once we had a selection, and whether if it was an internal candidate, we would ask them to come in so that we could tell them that they had been selected and congratulate them.
Okay.
They feel that's not necessary. So.
I sort of feel like next week is when we do that, when we've got a contract in place. And
I think it's perfectly...
Are the external here that we can call?
No, I say we'd have to call the externals, but the internals here, if we picked an internal.
Can I throw something in here?
Certainly.
Well, first of all, after y'all have made a selection, I think we kind of need to talk about what we're going to offer. And until we've got a signed contract with them, do we really necessarily want them in front of us?
I see. So that's where you're all coming from. Dan, I agree with you. You're right. I just thought it would be nice to let them know.
I mean, I think we can.
They'll know before you let them know.
Yeah, right. If they aren't all watching the TV, then.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, they're there. They're in
the room. One of the internals is not here. They're up in FMPA title.
Okay, very good. So we'll just select somebody and then go into contract negotiations.
Yeah, and the guy up at FMP will know immediately.
Everybody will know. It's not that. It's just...
Okay. No problem.
Okay. So, we want to proceed with the first... Okay. It's kind of... Because I was going to give some reasons why I was picking this person, but if I do that...
Why not? Don't say the name. Just say the reasons you're picking.
Or... Can we not get into reasons until we've all made a choice?
Okay.
And if we don't all agree, I'll make a second choice and then get into our reasons.
Okay, we can do that. So my first name selection is A.
And mine is D.
Okay.
Any particular order?
Ethel's I was just going Ethel's across next. Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
D.
Okay.
All right.
Danny?
She said D.
D.
B?
A.
And Ray?
B.
Well, we're way off.
And what is the mayor?
The mayor.
Mayor is?
Well, you can't read that because it's going to say names.
No, he could.
He can translate it.
Okay.
D.
Okay, so let's go to second.
Okay, my second is D.
My second's A.
Ethel, my second is B.
My second is D.
I'm sorry, what
did
Ethel say?
D boy.
D boy?
What?
Ortega?
D.
And Hemphill.
D.
And the mayor?
Is E.
Okay, we're still at an impasse.
Now, I understand the mayor is an ex officio member and cannot...
Well, yeah, yeah.
Well, is this a good time
To discuss? Yeah.
To discuss, or should we go? Because B only had one person, and it looks like A and D or B had two. I'm sorry. A and D were the two that were the closest together.
Can we essentially eliminate E?
Yes.
Because there's only one.
We can eliminate A and actually B because there's only two. Right?
Well,
no, I guess we can
round one had more B's.
Yeah, they did. I didn't say eliminate D, I said B.
I mean, but round one had more, people agreeing.
Yeah, can we, okay, so we've eliminated that D, I mean that E, for the mayor, although it has no whatever.
We cannot eliminate, we might as well leave it there, because he's not voting, so we
right.
just know what it is.
Okay.
And so between the five of us.
I think B is not, it was only one B.
One B on first choice and one B on second choice.
There was one on the first choice?
Yes.
Ray.
Ray
Thompson. Can we?
Is there somebody?
Maybe I can't hear. I thought on round one, we had three B as in Bravo.
No.
No.
We had two A's and two D's.
From the screen. I got it.
Two A's and two D's.
It's A, D, 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 A, B, D.
Okay.
Can we eliminate the B's?
I think we can because there's only two of them. I think it's showing that clearly it's between A and D in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And
so if we do that, can we go back and revote using only A and D? For first choice,
can we go over some of our thoughts?
I think that this is the time
we came
to
up
really
with these numbers.
Right.
So we're really now only discussing A and D. Is that
right?
What I'm assuming.
We are at the point where A and D are the ones with the most selections, and the other ones did not have enough to go forward. So therefore, there are two. That we are now considering A and D.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to speak?
I'll start because
Manny, go forward.
I have a few thoughts here. When we started the process, and at the end of the process, I have certain ways and certain thoughts. I got preconceived ideas, and then at the end. Of the process when we ended with all the interviews, then I had a certain thought in my mind on what order it should be. But to me, that's not good enough. I have to have something tangible, something that I could relate to on paper. And sometimes is the opposite of what I'm thinking, and sometimes is not the opposite. So what I did, I developed a metric based on the things that we had, the resume. That was an item I used. We went through the trouble of doing a job description.
Mm-hmm.
So I took those items, and that was part of my metrics. And then the interviews, which had a big impact also. So I took all this, and like I said, I took it a little while, and I came up with like seven different categories. And then I rated each individual by base. So I had subjective categories, obviously, and then I had objective categories. If I was giving someone, and it's by numbers, if I gave someone a certain number, 1 through 5, and I gave someone a 5, which was the best, it was because if it was an objective, it was if it called for a certain degree, that's an objective. You can't argue that. The job description called for a certain thing, so. You can't, other things during the interview, and then that becomes subjective and so forth. But based on these seven categories that I came up with, I gave each one of them a number. I came across, and believe me, it was close. It was close, very close. I would feel comfortable probably definitely the top two. And that's why I came up with, that's how I came up with my letter. And at the end, it surprised me, my final letters did change around a little bit based on trying to be objective, if I could, and that, which is tough. And anyway, and that's how I came up with my first choice.
I wasn't nearly as mathematical or organized about it, but in trying, and I think, like you said, either one of the first two could do the job. I felt like the experience was a little broader with one than the other, particularly as it relates to other organizations. Also, kind of a lot of stepping forward and planning for future things seemed to me to be a little broader with one. And that's probably opportunity, and I certainly think we need to extend those opportunities, make them available. Because had the opportunities been there, we'd be sitting here saying they're even.
Well, I'll tell you why I came up with A. And it was difficult because I was a D, too. They were just right there together. And in my mind, I thought, okay, what separated them? And to me, D has been with the organization many, many, many years. And as far as I know, this is the first time he's wanted to be a CEO. I've not seen him be wanting to go out in leadership positions during his career. Excuse me. You're going to correct me?
I can give you a bit of information that would, give you some information that would be good. Larry King here is an electrician. He was an assistant electrician.
Pardon?
He means D.
Yeah, D.
We're not using names,
sir. We're not using names.
He came here as an electrician and has worked his way up through the ranks. I made him a vice president. Since he's been a vice president, he has had the desire to be a CEO if he's available.
But only here. He has not gone out with any other city that has...
I think what you're doing is
advocating, and I think that's wrong. So I think
Yeah.
So anyway, to my knowledge, let me put it this way, to my knowledge, and he's been very happy to be here, and he's been done a very, very good job. I lost my train of thought. When Ethel talked about climbing, and then just staying here, and then one of the other people we interviewed talked about the sailboat sailing, but we needed a little bit of a new fresh wind to tip that boat to go faster and further. That kind of changed my mind. Because I think A has, although he hasn't got the experience with us, he has experience to the point that he's done a great job where he came from. He took on a lot of responsibilities that were given to him that may not be given to anybody else, and he accomplished them in good order. When asked, what do you want your future to be? Every one of the interviewees said, I want to be CEO of KUA. They all said they want to be CEO, except for A. And A said, I have worked my whole career towards being a CEO, and I think I'm ready now. And that impressed me. That impressed me. I think it's we need a new idea, a new... He is an excellent person. I don't think we'd be wrong to choose D, but at the same time, the vision, the newness, the all around community, love for the. If you would read A's letter that he sent, if you read that, it shows how he cares for KUA, how he cares for the community, how he cares for what he's doing, and it just impressed me. And that's what tipped me over. And it only tipped me over this morning. I have to tell you, I agonized over both of them. So I could be happy with one, but I really think it's would be good leadership.
Well, I looked at the candidates a little differently than Manny did. I took what we were looking for in a CEO, which was someone that would be looking at new revenue streams, new products, new whatever, and looked at that criteria, and that's how I made the decision that I made. And for me, D was my second choice, and I would have no reservations in switching to that.
To A, you mean?
No, to D.
Oh, you were B. I see. I'm sorry. I thought you were. Okay.
Because I went with one of the ones that nobody else went with.
But I did like, I liked that person also. But when I started thinking about everything he would bring to the table and what our internal applicants had, they had that. And I thought, why bring somebody in we don't know when we have that talent right here?
And with D, there was a sense of community with him. He went out and sought things which had no contact or partnerships with KUA. He did this on his own. He also has been a chair on a number of different areas. That shows that people like the way that individual thinks. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with changing my, if we do another round. Because, like I said, I would say the top, my top three were so close that it would be okay.
Okay, so you saying you're D?
No, we haven't taken another vote.
Okay, okay.
Okay, any Ethel?
Okay, having done this several times in my lifetime, I know exactly what I'm looking for in a CEO, always have. And I know the criteria that I like to see on a CEO, and that's exactly 3, 6, 9, 12 things that I look for in priority order. And I took all of the candidates, regardless of whether or not they're external or internal, because I did not care about that, and rank them based on their interview and their paperwork, and rated them, and I came in with three ties.
I got three ties.
So it took me doing it three times to untie these three ties.
Yeah. Untie yourself.
Untie myself. And went deeper into their interview process and their answers and their presence, which is something I care about a lot. And I like to be proud of my CEO, and their integrity is something extremely important. Their presence is very important to be able to say this is KUA CEO, and obviously their education and experience and skills obtained here or outside, their energy level, the energy they're going to bring to the job, the readiness to take on the job, motivation for the job is not just money, it is actually doing the job that we need them to do. And whether they manage people in the past or not is also very important. So so that's how I came with my choices. EBA. And I'm very happy to switch them any way I have to, based on the rest of you guys, because they were tight at once, so like, they can continue to be tight.
Okay, has everybody, have you?
Well, I spoke a little. I think I've said all I want to say. They're definitely close. I just felt like the involvement throughout the utility community was a little more complete with D than A, but I also feel like that's partly, we've got to foster that and allow that or assign that or whatever.
Yeah, we one of my concerns was new vision.
Mm-hmm.
New vision, completely new, disconnected vision, own vision. So
You thought Dee brought that to it?
Yeah. And also the B person.
Well, I tell you what I'll do. I will change to D. And Manny, what do you think?
We'll go around and...
We can do that. Okay, Van Meter, I'll do D.
I'll stay with D.
Urbina?
You were D before. Are you thinking of changing?
Well, don't tell me that, because I just changed for somebody. Okay. Go ahead with what... No, really, because this is important. I think it's extremely important, because you have thoughts in your mind. So let us know.
Is everybody fun with D?
No.
Not yet.
We're not there yet.
And you want to skip you and come back?
Yeah, no. Come back to me.
Ortega. No, the trouble, I don't know.
Make it difficult for you.
I'm just, because everybody was thinking of D, and you said D, I was like, well, I'll be nice. I'll go with everybody else. But
not about being nice.
On this run, I'm going to stay with A.
Okay. Ethel, Ed, Ray?
Sorry, Ortega, what was your?
A. D. Okay, I'm going to go back. Can I change my vote?
Sure.
And I want to go back to sticking with my A, because my heart of hearts, that's what I want to do. I was just trying to get it done. So I'll stick out. Urbina.
Where are you sticking with me?
D. Mm-hmm.
So we have two D's and two A's?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have three D's. Well, if we count the mayor, we have three D's and two A's.
We have two and two.
And the mayor was also D as a delta.
Still apart. Still. So it doesn't matter what I think.
Yes, it does.
It will change the whole... The whole landscape here, depending on what you do. So you are the most important thing at this time.
No pressure.
Well, no pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
I'm going to have a flat head in no time.
I don't think we can lose with whatever we do. So it just...
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Holy Spirit.
She will come down on you.
Holy Spirit.
We still need a vote here, so.
Well, I guess we have eliminated external, basically, because nobody except Ray and I had external. And you have switched to internal. So that eliminates my B, which was one of my ties. And now I'm between D and A. And there is only one little thing that separates, in my mind, DNA. Trying to make peace with it.
Well, maybe you should say it and we can discuss it. Or maybe you don't want to discuss it. That's okay. Okay. We've got
because
plenty of time.
That's a tough decision.
Make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not.
And whatever you say, we have to go back and continue our conversation until we are unanimous. So it really, all we know now is we have to do some more discussing and try to become unanimous if that's what we still want to do.
would say go with your feelings of who would be best for KUA. And
I think both are good for KUA.
So do I.
Mm-hmm. I think KUA will be a winner either way.
Mm-hmm.
One has proven integrity and knowledge. The other one is fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. One has longer time to give. That's the other difference.
That's an assumption.
Oh, it is.
Well, depending on what their choices are in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I'll switch to A.
A. Would you tell me why?
I just said it.
Is it the wind in the sails? I just wondered if that made a difference, because that made a difference to me.
It might be appropriate at this time, since we have an idea what every stands at, to make a motion to accept A as our next CEO.
I'll make a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 You're not voting?
Aye.
Against?
And I'm not sure.
You're abstaining?
I don't think you're allowed to abstain. I think you have to vote.
Okay.
Darn, it is such a toss-up, and there are such advantages and disadvantages to both.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It was second for the purpose of
discussion,
yes.
Right. And like I said, D has been outstanding in his focus, what he's doing, and he's been outstanding. And all the boards he's been on has been in that, his niche. And that's not bad. I'm not saying that's bad. That served us very, very well. But I'm thinking in a CEO, someone that's a little bit more open to change. Larry had some good ideas, but they're all in his department type of thing. And who had really great ideas was I don't even know what letter was F, who came up with some great ideas for marketing, things like that.
And the reason for my vote is that I try to take personal and feelings out of this type of, because it's very important. So I try to take a look at things that are as objective as I can. And based on the requirements that we put out, like I said, on the resumes and on the job description and the interviews, that's why I came up with my, if I was to take away the job description that we put together and put out, and then it might change. My numbers are going to change. If I was to take away internal versus external, my numbers would change. If I was to take away experience, subordinates, that might change. It changes, but I try to keep it where once I came up with my with the formula and with the numbers, I knew that I felt comfortable with that individual based on what we required from them.
And I guess I see both A and D as coming from kind of isolated parts of the company, different isolated parts, but still their exposure across the company can't be as broad as all the departments that the CEO contains. And that's part of where, in thinking about A, we're asking a whole lot to have picked up all these different areas in KUA in a very short amount of time versus having been here long enough to have a pretty good grip on all of them. The other thing is, in looking forward, a lot of the stuff with solar and Neo City and things like that are very definitely driven by D. So I think there is an element of looking forward. And I hadn't even put that in my head to think about until the interview. That's when I sort of thought, I need to sit back and think about this.
But at the same time, that D will continue to be doing that, whether he's CEO or whether he's in the position he or she is in now. So that we will not lose that. I feel we will not lose that. I'm looking at...
Just to reiterate, we got a motion, second, and three ayes is where we are right now.
Right. Discussion
phase. We're at discussion phase.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Just want to make sure that
okay.
There's two more, but have not yet voted.
Mm-hmm. So, and like I said, I could be happy with both, but I really think in my hearts of hearts that the freshness going forward, and I do think that A does know. I think he was very knowledgeable about the whole organization and has made a point of being overall. And in the position he's in, he probably works with everybody at the same time too. So both of them have that. I can't take one from the other. But like I said, I think
one has had the time in place experienced of being able to see the operation run for so many years. And the other one has had the support from the VPs and the CEO to get to where he's at now. He didn't get to where he's at now by himself.
A or D? I don't know what you're talking about.
A.
A, yeah.
So it's not like he just came and was this bright star on day one. He obviously got a lot from D and F and A and all of the others and the CEO. And I think that's the part. The other one has earned it, has gotten it himself through work. Whether one got it one way or the other makes no difference. Now they're both at the same level.
I don't know what we do.
One thing that I think it was Jeannie just mentioned, that the one that may not be selected would be here to support the one that was selected. Now, we heard each candidate say they would support whoever was selected. That's not always the case when reality sets in. So that needs to be kept in sight as well. And it may not just be one individual. It could be two that choose a different path. You don't know. You've got
to
look
at any choice we make.
Realistically, you have to look at what is going to be best for the organization in the long term. And I've seen a lot of this occur during my work history. So, you know, each individual is different. Maybe I'm misspeaking. I don't know, but I've seen it occur.
That can always occur, but to me, does that show that their loyalty to KUA is predicated on getting what they want? I'm just saying
that. It may
that.
Be predicated.
I mean,
it could be.
If I don't get what I want, I'm leaving?
No, it may be.
To me, that's not a good, if that's the way they feel, if they do not get the position, thank God they didn't get the position, because I don't think that's an attitude we want a CEO to have. So,
but again, they may be wanting to move to a CEO-type position.
Regardless.
And they may start looking externally for that opportunity.
That's true, but in the 13, 14 years, they have not done it.
Yeah, I'm assuming that all the candidates are probably would be looking for something along the same lines. If not here, if not successful here,
somewhere
else. I mean, that's...
And that's kind of what I brought up, is that everybody's been very comfortable in their jobs. They've been here 16 years, 13 years, whatever, and they've not been motivated to go out of the organization to find something in a CEO job or to grow. They've been very comfortable in the position they're in now. And now that it's now there's an opening where I'm known, where I'm very comfortable with being here, everybody knows me, then I think I'll put in for it. But and to me, if you haven't wanted it in 16 years somewhere, you see what I'm talking about?
Maybe the opportunity hasn't been there. I mean, they may have looked.
Been there.
We don't know.
That's
if they
true
have looked,
too. That's true
and
too.
They probably looked and applied, and we just don't know.
Yeah,
and it could be they're invested in this area of the country to the point they don't want to pull up.
Like, I'll pull that back. I mean, that may not be fair.
That's a lot of reasons, and a lot of them probably
that may not be fair.
That current CEO was going to be here a lot longer and had more time to be looking into doing these type of things. We don't know. So it's kind of hard to
read their minds. Yeah. And I'll take that back. That wasn't fair of me.
Yeah.
I mean, but I was just the ambition.
I know.
The point is
ambition.
That the future of the company is going to be in the hands of that person to drive it to where it needs to go. And that person's only loyalty has to be with Gateway. Gateway is going to be their number one in their brain, engraved, to the point that they see nothing except KUA in that set. And so we have to look for that person that really has all of that loyalty in them to thank KUA only. And the future of KUA, where am I going to take it? How am I going to get it there? And needing the support of all these other people, I'm going to bring it there, period.
Is that Jim? Can we get his phone out of here?
I don't even know if you should be in here, actually, because this is...
well,
too late now.
You'll be
it's
having
too late now.
Texting whoever. So, anyway.
Anyway, so that's where we stand.
Does anybody want to...
they got to vote. We voted.
I'm going to vote nay.
No, which one? You're going to vote D still.
Yeah. No, we're on the other one.
Yeah.
We're on the motion.
Oh, okay.
And I'm voting no.
Okay.
Oh, dang. You know, the problem is when you're voting one, you're voting against the other, and I don't want to vote against either one, but I still feel down deep that D is my choice.
Okay. That's okay. So, madam, you have...
So we three to two.
The motion carried.
The motion carried for what?
It failed.
No.
Three to two,
it passed.
It passed.
Hooray.
Hooray. So that means...
You said we had to be unanimous, so that...
No. Now I would make a motion that we vote if since it was...
Excuse me, what did we vote on?
We voted for a motion to approve A.
Okay.
Three votes. Two nay.
Okay.
Motion passes.
Right, motion passes. Now I make a motion that we vote unanimously in support of A as a board.
I'll second it. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I guess we say aye because we...
What a conference.
I'd say nay.
Can you get a reason why you're so against changing? There must be something that...
I'm going back to my original thought and my original selection. and going back to what we were looking for, I feel the external candidate brings a little bit more than the internals. And if we are so tied together and essentially split 2-2 or whatever on that, maybe we need to look a little deeper. Yeah. And see what would the external candidate bring versus the internal candidate.
Yeah, and that's what you said, but the vote has been taken, it has passed, and when I made my second motion is to now, we as a board should give a clear message to the new CEO that we are behind him and we support him, because the decision has been made. I understand what you're saying. And you got reservations, but now I think we have to, as a group, say, okay, we're standing behind you now. You're the new leader, and we're going to stand behind you as a board. And everyone heard the whole conversation. Everyone knows where you stand at and where everyone else stands at. But I think now as a board, we have to go, the motion has been made, then approved. We have, with all intents and purposes, until the negotiation, we have a new CEO nominee, and now we have to stand behind that CEO. He has to understand from day one that the board, all five of us, are supporting him and will work closely with him.
Is there more discussion needed? Is there something we can do?
No, this is...
Lawyer?
Well,
no. Motion passed.
Does that mean we have a new CEO?
Yes.
And we're almost unanimous.
Right, and I'm just...
Well, we're trying and to do certainly, make it. We have now voted to select A,
right.
And the motion is to make it unanimous. And we're asking that, since we are now have decided to hire A, that we give that person our unanimous support. That's what we're asking for now.
Which I agree. I mean... I could be unanimous behind either A or D. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're asking.
And it feels uncomfortable to vote against one, to vote for the other one. But we do need to back our new CEO, in my mind, 100%. Whoever that is, you know?
Right. No, absolutely. And we all understand, and I think I agree with Ray 100% on the external. And that's why
I have an external that I like too.
Well, now there is a possibility if somebody, if one of the members on the prevailing side that voted for A wanted to make a motion to reconsider and it passed, then we could start over again. But at this point, a motion's been made. Candidates.
What kind of, okay. Did we ask for your advice on that?
let's stir
the pot. Let's stir the pot.
There's a redo possibility. Oh, yeah. You're saying that there is.
So now, have you changed Thacker to A?
I already did.
Okay. Ray, can we?
We already did all that. So
Ray has not given her.
Oh, for the 100%. For the 100% back.
100%. Okay. Would you give us your
vote of
confidence for A?
I don't know.
Okay, that's good. She abstained. That's okay.
I don't know.
That's good.
But I don't.
You have to vote.
Yes or no.
Now the thing, but let me explain this. You know what's going on. I don't know if you know, but we have already decided to hire A. That's been decided. We are now in a position where we bring A into the CEO position, that he has the backing, or she has his backing, of the full board. That's what we're trying to do now. To make it unanimous so that the person knows that the board backs them 100% at this point, since the decision's already been made. So we're waiting for you.
A vote of confidence. It doesn't do anything. It's just
a vote of confidence. It's a vote of confidence.
It's not like saying congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you want us to reconsider?
We can't reconsider. We've already voted.
I know, but he said that we can reconsider.
Yeah, we're voting here now. We got to finish this. We got to finish this motion.
You can either say yay or nay, and it'll go 4-1, and it's done. So, or you can go you can say, yes, I will support your choice, and it'll be 5-5.
But she may want to ask to reconsider. I don't know. And discuss.
She can't do that.
She's not on prevailing side.
She can't do that.
No, I mean, she can ask one of the prevailing to reconsider, and we can do that if we wanted to continue to discuss. Maybe there is more discussion needed. You want me to prevail? You want me to reconsider so you can...
We can't do that right now.
Right, I know.
We got a motion on the table.
Yeah, I know that. She knows that.
And we need one more.
There's no abstaining on this board, right?
No. We're waiting for Ray to
I'll put down.
Do we need to take a break for 5 minutes and let you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we do that? We can't do it?
I don't think
we have a vote.
Oh, sorry.
We have a motion, and 4 people have voted, and now we need the 5th vote. And we can sit here while you think. We won't say anything, but we'll sit here until you decide. Maybe you can give us an idea of why you're reticent to become the 5th to support our choice.
I think it's because how I rank them.
She's the only person who didn't. Oh no, Ethel didn't either.
What?
Didn't have the nominee as one of her top 2 choices. Mm-hmm. Neither of them had the nominee as one of their top 2 choices.
Mm-hmm. My nominee, the nominee was my tie with my 2nd.
Point of order. Could I withdraw my?
No, we've got a vote. We've got to finish this.
But I could not withdraw and get a 2nd on it, and because
we've got a 2nd and 4 votes.
Well,
she can nay it,
and then you can take a break, and then we'll begin again.
No,
I want to give her the respect that she deserves. She has
she's
entitled to opinion, and any of us are. I just don't understand, since we. Her objection was she wanted somebody from the outside first, and I liked that person also. He was 3rd, and
me too. He was my 2nd.
But at the same time, when it comes down to working together, I think working together and unanimously is more important than. Sometimes you have to lean a little bit, and
I would suggest if we can get you to just vote nay or whatever, we can take a break. You can go think, maybe talk to Fred or Wilbur or somebody that you can.
Just not us.
Yeah, and come back in 5 minutes, and we'll put the same motion on the floor and
we have to finish it. Yeah, but she has to
before she can go on break. She can
right.
say no.
She right before you can before
just
before
say something.
You can have a break. You have to say nay or yay.
Yay or nay.
I'll say nay.
Okay.
Okay.
So now take a break. She just gabbled us, so go take your break.
We're going to take a break, and then we will
discuss.
But before we take a break, let's come back before we take a break, because I think, Manny, you need
open
to...
Open it up again.
I'm opening this up again. I think you need to ask our lawyer about the validity of that vote.
It passed 4-1.
It passed 4-1.
4-1, and that ends the conversation.
In other words, the vote passed for who we are electing... So we know, who we're selecting, we know that. And we wanted to make it unanimous, but it is not. The vote will go down as 4-4, 1 against, and that's the end of it.
Yep.
Unless one of us reconsider.
Right, unless we reconvene and have the motion.
But
and
let's think about that before we do. We are now. It's now 3:15. Our break is over. We're back in session. We have passed... who we will select, or your selection is now, with no other business. Is there any other business to be had today?
I would like to move that we back our new CEO, the D person, by acclamation.
Do I have a second?
One second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
She said aye.
Did you say aye?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Okay, we have a unanimous decision.
Wait, I hear D. You have the right letter.
Can I hear D?
Oh, did I say the wrong one?
Yes, you did.
Oh, golly Moses. I take it all back. Can I correct? Well, I should have had the piece of paper. I should have had the paper in front of me. So y'all know what I meant.
Technically, this is recorded.
Okay. I will. I need to correct my motion to say I move that we back by acclamation our candidate for CEO, which is A.
Do we have a second?
My second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. It passes. And thank you very much, people. This has been...
Can I throw in a couple of things?
Yeah, sure.
Number one, since the current in-house counsel is not selected, is there any reason that you want me to continue representing you all with respect to this contract?
Yes,
I think we wanted that. Did we not?
Not over.
Well, it's not necessary.
He may be reselected.
He should not.
Why would he be reselected?
Well, if you can't get a contract with this person, you may want to go to somebody else, and it may be him.
Yeah.
Excluded him yet.
I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying.
That's a good thought.
Yeah.
Yes, Carl?
I would suggest you have Fred on it because he's been all part of this.
I think so, too. That was my first thought.
Yeah.
So.
Y'all spend more money than necessary.
Oh, gosh.
You can show me a commission later.
The rate payers, they are fully ready to pay for you.
Oh, yeah. I thought he had volunteered as an next board member. No? Okay.
So then we will keep it the way it is, Fred. Thank you.
Before you adjourn, ma'am, I just want to say thank you for running a fair and good meeting.
Well, I want to thank all of you because it was such an enormously big decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we all wanted the best for KU, every one of us. And I'm very glad that we got to the point where we worked together to come to a consensus so that we could support whoever is coming in. And I know it was hard. I know that you all put a lot of time and work in it. And I appreciate everybody's thoughts because I think everybody had a different... That's what I like about this board. We all have different thoughts and different ways of getting where we go. And I appreciate y'all.
To add to that, just a quick thanks to Wilbert and the attorney, Carl, for a great job, the support staff, attention and so forth.
Thank you very much.
Without everyone's support, we wouldn't have been able to do what we did.
I think so too.
Successfully. So thanks.
And I think we're going forward with bigger and better things now.
Jim, yeah.
You had wisely given yourself plenty of time between this meeting and when the contract's brought back for approval.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that was in case you were dealing with out-of-state people, mm-hmm. things like that. This process should go smoothly if you want to get a concluded observation.
Leave it on our schedule the way it's on.
That was brought up at a meeting before, and it was not accepted. So, thank you again.
Can I make a statement?
Yes, you may. Go? Absolutely.
I would like to thank all of the candidates that applied and that were interviewed because it was really a tough choice.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Each one of them brings unique skills and experience, and it's one of the hardest decisions I think I've made.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand, and you're. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing that for thanking everybody. There's no loser with everybody we have on our team, and that's why it's so difficult because of the internals that set out for this position, they were all qualified, and it was so difficult to decide. So they all presented well, they all interviewed well, and I just appreciate their loyalty to KUA and hope it continues. And I would want to task our new CEO to make darn sure that it does continue.
Exactly.
Madam Chairperson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm trying to interpret whether I have direction to send a letter out from the board to the effect that how appreciative you were of all the candidates.
Yes, oh, yes, yeah, that would be nice.
Yes.
Please do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And with appropriate wording. Anything else for the good of the order? Everybody else have
no, this? Yes, I say the same thing. I truly appreciate the quality of the candidates. I was very hesitant of the process. I was very skeptical because I didn't think we had enough to choose from externally, and especially when it went down to even less. But it turned out to be a great selection of people, and I'm glad we ended up with internal, even though it was great competition.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much mm-hmm. so. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, everybody said something but you.
I don't have
much. Say goodbye.
I think that when we look at our internals, we can do some succession planning that will help them maybe fill some gaps that they haven't had an opportunity to experience.
Well, I think it was, did it bring up in our interviews that the cross-training?
Yes.
Somebody brought up each department head being brought into the other one so that they know that what everybody, and we might want to encourage that.
Mm-hmm. And I have a couple ideas that I'll bring up in the future concerning that and training mm-hmm. and getting someone else ready for the next position. I have a few ideas for the
future. Okay, but that'd be for another meeting.
For the future.
And even when we talk to our new CEO, some of that kind of stuff will be great first discussions with the new CEO.
No doubt.
I would ask a question, but a policy or when it's accepted and the contract is signed and sealed and delivered, would we then have a special meeting to talk with this new CEO before we go into a general meeting?
That could be a good idea.
And express to him our feelings about.
Maybe I believe that the person we hired said they would talk to all board members individually, and then all VPs individually.
Okay.
As they went into the new job.
I just want to make sure that's something we do.
Yeah. Well, yes. I'm not sure if we need a board because what I envision in a board meeting is just congratulations, and because we're limited to what we could say because of the sunshine law, but individually, then we could sit down and talk details.
Yep. Very good. Is there anything else to be said for the good of the order? Then we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
And congratulations to our new CEO.